You ready?
I was born ready.
You're born late.
Shut up. I'm my father's daughter. He always said that. Let me go with that. Let me have that.
I don't think he was late.
No. I was born ready is his line.
Oh, got it.
So go with it. Just like Adam Sandler was telling Jen Aniston, just go with it.
Yeah, and look where it got them.
Where? Millions and trillions of dollars and fans.
Okay. Well, and with
let's
that.
Let's toast to Adam Sandler.
Let's toast to Shams.
Okay. I love you. Cheers.
Cheers.
To my son Shams or my dad?
Your father.
Okay. I cannot tell you how much more sensitive I've become to hearing the sound of people eating. And that, like, this right here. Ugh. Nails on a chalkboard.
Fuck are you? Who the fuck do you think you are? Like, I don't get it. Like, who do you think? Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Do you hear those people enjoying their life over there? Ugh.
Nothing worse.
Yes. Hope she drowns in it.
I mean, chokes on it. No, but choking is no joke. People, one of our friends
choked,
saved somebody choking for real. Welcome, you deliciously dynamic dirties that I love so much. I've missed you guys. Yes.
Okay.
Because we kind of put the part two episode of Dr. Roddy last week.
Yeah. Which is pre-recorded.
And that's why I missed you guys.
I got you.
Not to mention, it's almost May.
Okay, what does that have to do with
anything? It means almost half of the year is going to be over before we know it. Like,
that I really can't fucking believe, because you're right. It's month four. It's the little guy's birthday week this week.
Ooh, not only that, but shout out.
To Zeba and the kids. They just left. They had a really good time, man.
Shannon Stern. Shout out to Shannon Stern. Oh. Didn't even have to look that up. It was on my calendar. She's a dirty. She's a Patreon. And she is having a birthday April 13th. Yay.
And I feel like a big...
loser?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, big loser, big jerk.
Why?
Because the Mets are playing the Dodgers
today?
This weekend.
This hurricane weather.
No,
that
this
we're
weekend
having.
That's coming. This weekend that's coming.
Oh.
And I normally go to every game, but this year, one, we started out 0-5 because Shams' birthday was actually supposed to be this weekend, and then you moved it to next weekend.
We'll talk about that in 5 seconds. Go on.
But when you did that, you asked if I cared, and normally I would care very much, but we looked so dead. And the whole press clippings all off season were that the Mets were going to stink. And it was all about next year. And so far, we're pretty good.
When I asked you, do you mind if I move his birthday? You said, why would I give a shit? You weren't even thinking about the Mets.
No, of course I was.
Thinking about the Mets.
Yes, I was. And I didn't say, why would I give a shit? I would say, whatever. I said, whatever, man. Whatever's easy.
Well, I do like it that you have, because a lot of people have been saying they love couples content, and that's why I'm going to make this point well. I do love that you actually stopped saying, I don't give a shit. So let me give you a hug and a head rub and lots of, I'll give you more than that, but like you stopped saying, I don't give a shit. And that was like the coolest transition. I felt like it was so part of like the way you talk. That like you weren't gonna be able to stop yourself, but you've like actively or inactively like saying.
It's actually something that I've read upon. Like to me, saying I don't give a shit, it means that I'm agreeable, that whatever you want to do, I'll do it. But saying that is negative. It also tells you, not you, me, it tells you that you don't really care.
That's what it accidentally is saying.
That you don't really have the standard and you don't want to subconsciously tell yourself that. You want to subconsciously tell yourself that you do have standards.
You were saying it to me too.
And it does matter. But again, like I said, I never said it to make you mad. I'm saying it to make me mad. I've said it my whole life. But I'm saying it because like as Terry, you know what I mean? I say it my whole life. And it's really just to drive home the fact that it doesn't matter to me.
It meant to you. The feeling was, I'm amenable, but the words were actually, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like I want to do it. You know what I mean?
It made me feel the exact same way you just said it made you feel. You guys know how excited I am with my new skincare routine, Oak Essentials. The Oak Essentials, you guys, it just scored me such points. So when I drive to radio, I always have to go there extra early because traffic builds up if you don't get in the car early. Like every minute that you're home, tack on like an extra 5 or 10 minutes on the road. I went makeup free. And then, because you guys know I keep the Moisture Rich Balm in my car as well. You know, one for the purse, one for the nightstand, one in the bath. So I put it on my hands and anywhere else, but especially like the parts of my skin that like matter the most, like my lips, my neck, my knuckles, my fingers, like the things that people are going to notice. I don't want them to be dry and scaly. And it just makes me feel better. It makes me feel like I'm not neglecting myself. I walk in, Joey Zalzig sees me and he's like, "Oh my God, girl, you look snatched. What have you been doing?" And I was such a deer in the headlights. And I was like, honestly, all I did, and you could like wipe my face right now and prove that I'm telling the truth, is I put the Moisture Rich Balm and I'm makeup free. And it was like this luminous glow. So if you want to unlock that healthy, glowing skin with the decadent, hydrating ingredients that give you a luxe, dewy glow, it's Oak Essentials. So you know that spring is upon us and Oak Essentials is the perfect way to refresh your routine with quality, luxurious self-care. The balm has sea buckthorn fruit oil. That's the highest vegetal source of vitamin C, E, saturated fats, omega-7. These things support your collagen production. So it's rich in beta carotene. We need that. Antioxidant powerhouse. It's known to fight free radical damage and slow down the aging process. Treat yourself or someone else this season. Our followers will get 15% off the first order when you use the code THEDIRT at checkout. That's 15% off plus a gift with your first order at OAKESSENTIALS.com. Promo code THEDIRT. Go ahead and treat yourself. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. I want to take a moment to stand up for my friends. I'm happy that Ariana is on the come up and that she's found her moment. But so is Sheena and so is Lala. This is like by far the best moment of their lives. Sheena and Lala have their babies. They have their homeowners. They have a lot of success in their respective pods and everything is going well. That is proof of why they are not jealous people and they are not the type. They are the type that are happy for their friends. They are the type like you who says, the better my squad is doing, the better I'm doing. And I believe that to my core. I think that there can always be
I think you could be like that 100%. I don't think they are. I don't think they're friends. Like, it's different when you say, they're happy. I don't think they're friends. Everybody on this, people have come out left and right to say that none of them hang out. None of them hang out outside of the show. They just show up for filming. If that's the relationship, I'm just telling you what I've heard from people on the show. So if that's the type of, relationships they have.
That's like Katie. That's like just like Katie and Sheena.
Jack said it. Jack said that.
I'm saying Katie and Sheena aren't. Some of them aren't.
Again, I don't think anybody, I don't see any of them really hanging out with Ariana.
Here's what's up. Okay.
So it's just.
Even if you wanted to say that they weren't friends outside of the show, they're friends on the show.
But that's my point. I'm saying if you're not really friends, it's easy to get jealous and it's easy to get contentious and it's easy to see, like, to envy what other people have, especially if you're not friends.
But if
you're
friends, you want to see them do better. You've got guys that you grew up with and it's great to see them do well, but it's also natural to measure yourself up against your friends. And if one of your friends or 10 of your friends, however many, are doing well, and it's also a goal that you have in common, of course you're going to measure yourself to each other. It's natural to do that. It doesn't make you jealous because jealous is a very ugly word and it has a very negative connotation and meaning and emotion behind it. You want to call someone a bad word, call them jealous. It's synonymous. It's synonymous.
It's cinnamon. It's cinnamon and pepper. The fuck? You're going to be here a while. Sorry, I had to throw that one out. Throw your life preserver on that one.
It's synonymous with being like just ill-willed.
Yeah.
And we're not. Okay. These girls are not.
Okay.
Okay. If I saw that Sheena got a house that I wasn't her realtor, that doesn't mean I'm not happy for her to have a house. It just means that I would also, I love my job and it's very, very meaningful for me to be part of someone's journey. And by the way, I guarantee you, if you don't get your house through me, that you overpaid. You didn't get as good of a deal as you would have got if you went through me, because I am a shark and I know how to negotiate. But that is separate, right? So I love using myself as an example. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You should always measure using yourself as an example, because it's hard to do. And if you do it, then it's good. You're putting your own feet to the fire. Why are you laughing?
Because your feet look like they've been burned a lot.
Shut up. You're so stupid. Your face looks like it's been burned a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So I want it to be known that they're making a TV show. They have a lot of stuff going on where they're watching Ariana choose to stay in the house. And everyone, even James Kennedy, he bought his house and he's even speaking out and saying, if Ariana could just let this go, and how dark and, you know, everyone is saying
she
like,
doesn't shut up about it. Like, and I don't even watch the show, but like, you watch it. If I walk into the room and she's talking,
it's nasty.
It's about him. And like, it was the worst thing that ever happened in her life. All right. So then turn down all the job offers you've gotten from it. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Give back all the money you've made from it. You know what I mean? If it really was the worst thing that ever happened and you don't want to profit off it at all and you don't want to take it, keep the fucking money, dude.
I don't know if you could argue that she should turn money down. I mean,
no, listen, I did.
Okay.
They wanted me to be on that fucking reunion. I told them to go fuck themselves. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, if it really bothers you, money is, you can't put a price on your pride and what really matters. So that like, and like I said, she doesn't shut the fuck up about it. So like at some point, it's like enough is enough. Nobody died. Get over it, lady. These other people are trying to do a show.
My take is not to find fault in Ariana. My take is I don't find fault in anything that Sheena and Lala are doing, and I don't agree with the backlash of calling them jealous, because you try going and being in a group with, you know, this recurring thing of Sandoval and this like line. I've been in that situation on Shaw's where it's like, oh, you went and you recorded a scene with so-and-so, like, oh, what a backstabber, like, come on.
Well, I definitely think, you know, there's an element coming from the producers, too, that are like, yo, get her to stop talking about this. You know, it's not good. Mm-hmm. No one wants to keep hearing it. And it'd be great if we could, you know, do something about it. So I think there is an element of that where they're kind of, you know,
over it.
But not necessarily. I'm saying where Lala and Sheena are the ones that now have to be in the fray, because the producers can't walk in on set and be like, yeah, stop talking about this. They need to have someone in cast do it. And I think it's unfortunately has to be them, because it can't be any of the guys, because then they're going to look bad. You know what I mean? So it kind of has to be those girls to come say something, because otherwise she's just going to keep talking about it. And again, I just don't think people care. It's one thing even not to care, but you don't want to get to the point where they get apathetic about it and they don't want to fucking hear it anymore, because then they'll change the channel and they'll go watch something else.
Yeah.
And there's a fine line to it. There's a fine line to kicking the guy as much that all the people that want him to get kicked are like happy that he's getting kicked, where eventually they're like, all right, stop kicking. You know what I mean? This is all we're talking about. Like every week we got to tune in to keep kicking this guy. Like there's nothing else. So I think there's an element
of
that.
Well, I bet there's a lot of stories that are not getting told.
That too.
And a lot that's
that too.
Cutting room floor.
That too. Which leads me to something else if we're going to talk about couples. I'd actually like to get your opinion on something.
Oh, shit.
So my friends and I, we have a text thread, right?
Guy friends or girlfriends?
Guy friends.
Okay.
I actually got into a real heated argument with one of them. And he's not my friend. I know him a long time, but I don't like him. He doesn't like me. We're just in the same thread because there's like 14 people in the thread. Mm. Again, I don't care about his opinion of me. I don't care whether he likes me or not. I don't care. He probably doesn't care about mine of his. What he said.
The feeling's mutual.
Yeah. But he said something that kind of irked me. I don't want to get into what he said, but I'm more concerned about, or what I want to ask you about, is that you're very good with letting things roll off your back.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it? Like,
because I'll tell you why. Go ahead. Do you want to finish your thought?
Yeah, for the most part, I consider myself too. And a lot of that was taught, especially with being on Shaz. Like, it was something like, you're going to have to get used to it. You're going to have to get used to people talking shit and you just kind of letting it go. And I think in a lot of ways, I've done that. But I don't necessarily know how to do that with people that I know. Like, there was parts of me throughout the day that wanted to be like, remember this, you fucking idiot? Remember that? And it was just like...
Never ending.
But like, what, you know, it was distracting to me to other things in the day.
Absolutely.
And then it got to a point that like, why do I, like, I literally, and I don't mean to be this rude, he could get hit by a bolt of lightning tomorrow and it, I wouldn't.
Also an expression.
Yeah.
Very no, Queens
I,
of you.
Yeah, I don't mean like the worst thing in the world happening to him, but I'm just saying if something happened to him, I wouldn't even think twice. My day, this was even before... The
beef.
Yeah, like, all right, whatever. You know what I mean? I got other people that I worry about. He ain't one of them.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that I let myself kind of get worked up, you know, I don't...
Kind of you took notice of it and you thought, this is taking up time.
Yes, taking up time, taking up mental energy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Once I kind of did that, same thing with, you know, I don't give a fuck. Like, once I really was like, whoa, took a beat and really, like, noticed it, and kind of like, I don't give a fuck, and was able to kind of put it past me to a certain degree. But I'm wondering how you do that so easily.
Okay, practice for sure. Because I was
that
person.
Is it your mom?
No, because she actually catches me in it very easily. You know, like she doesn't take much effort that she could say anything and I would still get caught up in it. But the answer is by... I was the other person that would have to say everything I thought because I wanted to let that person know that they were out of line.
Well, like, you still have that element to you.
Oh, I absolutely never want to lose it.
That's not really what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about how you don't, how like
I'll
people
you.
Say shit and you just let it kind of, because your mother also is very good at that from an individual basis. She's not good at it from like the fans. Like, if the fans say stuff, she gets all up in arms about it. And it's like, lady, I've seen you be bulletproof to any of the other things. Like, how does that bother you? Where you're kind of impervious to both. Because I've seen your mother say terrible shit to you. And it's just kind of like, all right, well, it's Tuesday. Whatever. And I've also seen, you know, comments that are terrible. And you're just like, whatever, man. You know, it's part for the course.
So this is personal, though. This is in your personal friend group. And it's a peripheral person. So I find that in social circles, the goal, the reason, the motivation not to get in the fray is because you're making yourself worked up, the other person, people around you. And if there was a yacht with like only room for 12 people,
it'd be a very uncomfortable ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you are almost doing it for the, what's good for the geese is good for the gander. It's interesting how easily we can make things awkward and negative for other people. And then we can also, it gets people talking about you and talking about it in smaller circles. And then they're going to break off and say, did you hear what he said? Well, what about him? He's no angel. And what about her? And like, I try to avoid as much as possible of being a hypocrite and finding fault in people and vice versa. Let people be, because you're also going to have your quirks and your mistakes, and that's the motivation. It literally stops me from doing it because I don't want it done to me. And honestly, like, if there was a literal yacht and you wanted to go on that yacht, you don't want to be, oh, Tommy and him aren't going to get along, so maybe we just won't include Tommy or the other guy, or, you know, just be amenable. Politically, being correct is so that you can be, you know, like, politically correct, like, widely accepted.
I don't know. I feel like there's an element of fugaz there.
Yeah, there is.
You know what I mean? Like,
there
is.
There is.
You know,
because you don't think that it's necessary to stop and smell a pile of shit. You stop and smell a rose. But if you label that person as, that guy is just going to suck my time and energy. I'm going to preserve the precious commodity that is my time, energy, and focus. I'm going to be less problematic. There's a long list of things that are beneficial to me and everyone around me. You are being PC because you're keeping your mouth shut.
Well, I mean, listen, part of what set me off is when I opened it up, like opened up the thread, there was 274 messages and it was like overnight. You know what I mean?
What was it about?
Nonsense. Like just ridiculous craziness. You know what I mean? And again, the person that did it is not fucking bright, you know? And it's just like, really, this is, no one's got anything better to do than this, you know?
That's a lesson.
Because, you know, again, I have, like, these are some of the friends I know a long time, you know? But I have other friend chats, and usually they're a lot more motivating, or even if we're just ball busting, it's funnier. Or like, this was just such, like, gibberish, dude. And it was just like, really? But whatever.
Well, how many of the people are in it that you do like?
I mean, I like everybody in it more or less, but I'm definitely not close to everybody in it.
Haven't you like had those moments where you're like, okay, well, I get a lot of pleasure out of being part of this friend group, but it's not going to be that way 99.9% of the time. There's going to be the times that I'm not.
I got to be honest. And, you know, since this has happened, like this is a text thread that's, you know, on and popping every day. But since what went down, there's no more text thread. Like, you know,
they might have created one without
you. And if they did, I don't give a shit is what I'm getting at. Like, you know, it's been easier for me to kind of get other things done than have to worry about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever it is. Like, I think it's funny. I used to care. There would have been a time where I'd been like, damn, like they're having a whole other side chat. And I was like, let them. Like, let them have another side group.
That's exactly where I was. Like, they're halfway across the country. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Not to say that I don't give a shit about my friends. That's not what I'm saying. Like, if they're going to have mishmash chat, or if I'm missing out on the 274 messages that I opened up to, if that's what they're talking about. But I mean, like, and the topics and what they were talking about, if that's what I'm going to miss,
yeah,
I'm good, dude.
You need the highlights of that.
I'm good. I'm good.
Don't you even want to say, even though these are my friends, it's still a distraction. So unless this is actually helping my career, unless this is helping me in some way that's going to make my life better, it's a distraction. Like if I'm scrolling TikTok, I might learn something about like a new multivitamin that I need that I haven't been taking, or I might just be relaxing and not getting anything. It's a distraction. So you constantly have to ask yourself, like, I'm allowed to
am
do whatever.
Am I killing time or am
right.
I am
procrastinating?
Because you're right. There's sometimes where, you know, especially if the algorithm's in tune with what you got going on, there might be one thing after another that's helpful. I'm grateful for my wife, grateful for my son, grateful that everybody is healthy.
Yeah, algorithm for sure.
For all the dirties.
Because, you know, the other day I bought something. And then I went to Google something and it was all the ads of the things that I was just talking to my cousin about.
No, and that's what I mean. And sometimes the algorithm, like you might have just watched some like stand up or whatever, and now it's all stand.
Right.
That's not helping you, dude. That's killing time.
Well,
you know,
or so it's entertaining, but
absolutely.
It's not getting furthering you in your...
Hey, listen, if that's the time that you use for entertainment, sure. But if like it's the if it's the heart of the day when you're supposed to be getting some other shit done and now you're just sitting there looking at stand-up, it's like that's not helping. But you made a better point. The scrolling could be advantageous. Mm-hmm. The 274 messages that I fucking... I'm not missing out on anything. And that's a time suck. If I want to speak to anybody that's in that group, for example, I'll text them directly, dude.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Speaking of Shams' birthday not being this weekend, I am so glad that I didn't have it. But I want to say 2 weeks ago, I said, canceling Saturday the 13th, not having his birthday. This weather has been garbage. It's hurricane season in California. It's Seattle, Washington, Los Angeles. And I'll be damned if I have a B-day party when it's cloudy and crappy. And guess what?
It was cloudy and crappy.
No, it was a hurricane.
I wouldn't get that far.
I would. It was 30 degrees.
Okay. There's people out there that have real hurricanes that like, you know, so it wasn't a hurricane.
Oh, Am I being insensitive?
No, I'm just thinking you're being inaccurate.
Okay.
It wasn't.
So shout out to MJ for predicting that the weather was going to be shit.
Yeah. I can't believe the little guy's going to be five, man.
I don't want to think about, oh, I can't believe he's going to be five.
He's going to be five, man. Five's a big.
Yeah, that's great.
The five's a big number, and it goes by so fucking fast. Like, when people tell you that, oh, my God, it's going to go by so fast.
I don't feel like it's gone by fast.
I feel like it's flew by, dude.
No.
I was at Universal Studios with him last year for his birthday. It felt like eons ago.
Was it exactly a year ago?
No, we went for his birthday.
I didn't go.
No, you didn't. I went with him to Universal Studios, and we went to Great Adventure, to Six Flags. We did both of those. Actually, that was the year before last, when you went to Coachella, because you didn't go to Coachella last year, did you?
I didn't fucking go to Coachella last year or the year before.
Yes, you went the year before.
Well, speaking of Coachella, it's Coachella weekend one.
Oh, man. Do you feel left out?
No, it's freezing cold there, too.
Mm.
Other than Sheena, I don't know anyone that's there.
I feel like, I don't know, man. Ever since COVID, I think COVID really hurt Coachella long term, because prior to COVID, it was still climbing a hill. It was still like climbing the mountain, because it was getting bigger and stronger, and like everybody, oh my God, Coachella fits. And, you know, it was a whole thing. And then after COVID, I don't think it's ever gotten back to where that was before. Like, people don't talk about it. Like, maybe we're traveling in different circles. I don't know. But, like, everybody fucking talked about Coachella prior to COVID.
See, first of all, it got ruined because it got way too commercial.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just not what it used to be.
Yeah.
It used to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise that you could just go and just worship the desert warmth. It wasn't hot yet. It wasn't cold like it is now. It was hailing golf balls in Palm Springs. Stop it. That's not why we go. And it became way too expensive. And it became affordable. Now you're like, wait, do I want to spend $5,000?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What? Why can't we just go and it be like $200 for our pass and then the hotel cost a regular? Because, like, that's what it used to be. Like, to go to the desert, it was an affordable getaway.
Yeah,
it didn't have to be like, oh, it's $25,000. So who are you going to split the house with? Well, I don't know. Who's going to go? And then if they don't, it fucks you, because then you need their $2,500 contribution. And then all these randos come. And then who's buying the booze and who's taking? I mean, it just became so unattainable that it was just not.
I mean, we've talked about it on the pod too, but, you know, I went prior to you, I went when they had that Tupac hologram, and it rained all weekend then too. But like you said, it was like a $1,500 weekend, which isn't that bad, you know, for the house, the tickets, the passes, all that shit. Like, I didn't feel like, oh, that was brutal. I didn't love it. You know, I wasn't looking to go back again until we went for Guns N' Roses. You know, there's people that love it, but that's still not like a like a kick in the head.
You have the worst luck. Whether or not I take a shower, I swear it doesn't make a difference. And that sounds crazy, but because of Lumi, I can use these, not just deodorant under our arms, but if I told you how good it feels to have these Lumi wipes in my car, in my bathroom, next to my guest bathroom, on my nightstand. There's a product. It's the whole body deodorant. It smells divine. It has a little light coconut scent to it, which takes me away instantly to a vacation. And it's for pits, privates, and beyond. You get it? What I love about Lumi is that it's seriously safe to use anywhere on my body, under boob, thigh folds, belly button, booty crack, feet, anywhere that you want to smell great all the time. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's not that I don't like to take a shower. I love a shower like nobody else, but I'm not in the shower all day long. But with Lumi, I feel like I am. This stuff blocks odor for up to 72 hours. Now, have you ever had those days where you don't take a shower and then you're like, oh my God, I, because I go to the gym and then I race to drop off and then I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even take a shower after the gym. But it doesn't, like, I'll go and I'll sniff my pits and like whenever I go to the bathroom, like obviously I can smell if I wasn't 100% fresh. And that's why I love Lumi. And the product line that they have is, it's called Invisible Cream. It's another whole body deodorant, comes in a tube. I mean, then there's the regular deodorant stick, that style. They're all different, so you really get to find out what you like. So the starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash, the deodorant wipes, and free shipping. And we created a special offer for our dirties. So all new customers get $5 off the Lumi starter pack, which is truly the way to go. Use the code THEDIRT at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code THEDIRT.
You're right, though.
This Axl Rose.
Yeah, I'm done with him. But like this is a kick in the head price now. It's like fucking $5,000. And like
and
you
then
said,
it's like witch pass.
It's not like $5,000, you should be able to go on stage with them. You know what I mean? It's not. You know, there's still a lot.
I should get a lap dance from
Beyonce.
There's
still a lot of barriers that you have to go through after $5,000. Like the real full, all exclusive, everything price is more like $20,000. And I don't think the talent is as good.
It's not.
You know what I mean? I think like every year, like the people that they're getting just aren't, you know, or maybe we're not. I'm just way more, like, I don't even know half the people that are going to be there. Dude.
Gwen, No Doubt's going to be there. Sublime is going to be there. I don't know. Let me tell you something.
Sublime has been dead for 20 years, you know? Like,
has he? Like, here's what happens.
Gwen Stefani, they haven't had
when
a
you
hit.
Go, I'm gonna tell you, when you go somewhere where people are down to earth because it's like a small festival and it's an independent music festival, then everyone there isn't going to be hoity-toity and pretentious. But when something becomes hyped and then you go and the hype is bullshit and then everyone's like so, like they're so prissy because they are like all freaking out that they got there and they all like are way overly invested. And then you like start, the whole vibe was, you're here, I'm here, we're actually members of like a cool thing that nobody knows about and we can be down to earth and we don't have to wonder like, oh, half the people who started coming to Coachella 5 years ago when they did a hologram is a fucking joke. That's not amazing. Fuck you.
That was Tupac, a long time ago.
I know it was. Whatever it was, that's a joke. I'm not coming to watch like a 3D special effects artist do something. That was so whack. It is there for acoustic instruments, maybe a DJ here and there as filler.
Oh, I hate
but
that.
You're not supposed to be there.
People are running to go see a DJ. It's like, wait, what the fuck are you guys doing, dude? Like, what's going on?
And
DJ Mustard's on the main stage.
What? And the EDM of it all and the drugs and all of that. When you go somewhere and the person standing next to you is into the band, into the music, that's a vibe. But when the people are actually here because there's sponsored parties at the Parker because they're going to go and on a step and repeat, that is not a vibe. That's
very well
just
said.
A poser.
Very well said. Like this, you're right. If someone is into the music, even if you don't like it, even if you don't like the music and you think, ugh, if you see them really into it, there's a certain level of like respect and it's like, well, whatever, they like it, you know? But when you're there now, it's not like that. It's more like, how's my outfit? You know what I mean? Like, who gives a shit who's on? Who gives a shit who's playing? I don't care. Did I get enough pictures of me coming in here? Where's the, you know, where's a backdrop that we could take photos?
The only glamorous person that would go to Coachella who was a legit person was Paris Hilton. She was really who she is.
Yeah.
And she would go. And then it was like, that was like the only celebrity and that it should have been that way. It should have always been that way. Unless they're like rock stars or like actors, but like everyone was low key.
That's the difference. There were a lot of celebrities there, but they all kind of blended. They were just there for the music and like to hang.
Yeah.
Where now like it became very, they needed to, you
their
needed
publicist
to know.
Their said
yes.
They needed to go.
Yes. Yes. And take a bunch of pictures and do it, you know. Yes.
There
yes.
never was anything happening in Palm Springs. The Coachella that was the OG, they would never have Victoria's Secret do a house in Palm Springs. There was just no sponsorships. That's it. The end.
And they started at the houses where it stayed at the houses. And then it came to
the event.
The
houses were not in Palm Springs. Yeah. The houses were in Indio in La Quinta. So fuck Coachella. Someday, whatever, if we feel like it. We'll
I'm good. You can drag
somebody said there. Somebody said take Shams next time when he's older.
Yeah.
Like, and also it shouldn't have ever been a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, it's all this.
You couldn't drag me back there.
A 2-day, and it shouldn't have been a 2-weekend, whatever.
Speaking of Shams, you know it was hilarious.
What?
I feel like this is a good safe place that I could say this without us getting in trouble with Amazon.
Give me your sangria.
But my wife and I went to that wedding. What was it? 2 months? It was in February.
What are you talking about?
She wanted to resuit. She still wants to return Shams' suit, and it's like 6 weeks past the due date.
No.
I'm pretty sure there's cigarette burns in it. I think there was a rolled up dollar bill in one of the pockets. Like, it's not. They're not taking Shams' suit back. You can get over that. She's like, no, I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to bring it.
Oh, yeah. You bought that on your account, right?
Yeah.
So I have a couples topic question for you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I was reading that Jackson Brittany, from the Valley, she said that now that she's separated from Jax, that she felt like Jax never treated her, or not never, didn't treat her with respect, made her feel bad about herself. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I thought to myself, why is it that in relationships, we make each other feel so good in the beginning and we put each other on these pedestals and then we get comfortable and then we start to just be so combative?
Well, I think it's personality driven. I don't think that everybody's like that. I think that some people have it pretty easy. Like Terry and Richie, I've never seen them in a fight, you know? But I think some people, depending on their personalities, they are, you know, if they're somewhat combative, there's going to be combat. And I think that it's easier and you're braver to do it with your significant other than you are with regular people or, you know, your friend group or whatever. You're not going to take that out on them. You'll take it out on your partner because you know that, like, that's kind of what they signed up for.
I researched it and here's what I found.
That's just people's opinions. It's not like something that you could say that, oh, well, here's the answer. I read about it. I think it differs from everybody, from couple to couple, from person to person. But I definitely think it's a thing. I definitely think that, you know, some people, they get comfortable.
I totally agree with you. Like, I know my friend Carrie O'Grady, she wouldn't talk to Jim the way that you and I talk to each other.
Oh, for sure.
It's just not how they are.
But she also is gone a lot, you know, so when they get, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So absence. when they get to, you know, see each other, the last thing that you're looking to do is bicker and bite each other's heads off. It's
no, that's not true, because you and I got into the biggest fight the day after I came home from Scotland.
Yeah.
The smell of the inside of a Halloween store.
That's not on me, dude. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, what do you want me to, yeah, you're right. You freaked out over the smell of a Halloween store, okay? And that might not be the only reason as to why they're good. I think that they don't have the personalities for it.
Yeah.
Like, you know? But I definitely think that, how, you know, the fact that they're not with each other all the time helps them too.
It's their personalities. So I agree with you. It's like, if you are away from each other, it's not going to protect you. It's not going to safeguard you from getting into it. But all right, so here's what I found. In the beginning, you're making the best impression. So in the beginning stages of the relationship, you're just having this strong desire to give each other your best impression and present your most best version of yourself.
Like Chris Rock says, you're meeting their representative when you first meet.
Yeah.
It's not them. It's who they, you know, it's the representative of them.
Because if I go to an interview for a job, I'm going to want them to like me. I'm only going to say the things that I think are going to make me affable. I'm not going to then be like, well,
where do I shit? I got to drop a deuce. Can I use your office? Or is there like somewhere else? Because it's going to be bad, bro. I had a big beef burrito last night.
Ew.
I ate some other shit in the middle of the night. I had cereal. It's going to be bad. Can I shit here?
So that's like not even a relationship. That's like every time you're like, you have this, it says right here, you have this strong desire to make the person like you. And because you're so invested in attracting that, that you're just going to be ultra attentive to retain the interest of the other person. So if I want to
fucking rocket science,
it's not, it's like, I just want you to like me. Yeah. All that's going through your head is like me, be the, hire me, kiss me, have sex. I mean, these different categories of people.
Different levels of who you're trying to impress, too.
When you're dating, when you're interviewing.
You might have people that you're not really even into, and they're chasing you, and like it's like, you know? But if you like them, then yes, you want to, them to like you. So you might do things that you might not otherwise do because you feel in a way that you don't normally feel, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you're like Narod, who gets very boy crazy. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
The other thing is novelty.
What about it?
Infatuation. They all go hand in hand. You're excited because when something is new.
It's new.
It's new.
Absolutely.
Like a toy.
Yeah, like a brand new car.
Like a fucking car. I was going to say.
You drive the car for 2 years. You may not. It's not new no more.
No, but you're not
going to. I don't like this piece of shit. You know what I mean? So, don't get me wrong. Someone else might be like, wow, man, I really like your car. It's got some body.
No, you better not bring that McDonald's in this car.
And it's fucking really, it looks really sleek and cool. And you're like, yeah, well, I hate this piece of shit. You know, I wish I could burn it.
No, no, you better not bring that McDonald's in this car. Yeah. I want to, like, when somebody, when you get a brand new car, you will not bust open a bag of chips.
No.
You will barely even have a soda.
8 years, you know, 8 months in, you're having a fucking picnic in the back seat. You know? It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, get dingy in here pretty quick.
What is the threshold when you cross over? I think like when you, first of all, when you can stop smelling the new car interior.
Yeah.
When you lapse in the car washes, that's a big no-no.
Yeah.
Your first love scratch, affair with the.
First scratch you get on it.
Oh, God, the first imperfection.
Yeah, first scratch you get on it. Yeah.
I mean, it just, it's inevitable. Yeah. So relationships are like cars.
Yeah, I mean, it's like pretty anything. Much. It's like a new house, too. You know, you might love it when you move in, but after you live there for a little while, it's like this door creaks at night, this fucking, you know, you're always getting sunlight in this room, even at night or whatever, in the morning comes in. There's, you know, numerous things that might bother you after a while.
The pressure's off.
Yeah.
Just know that it's going to happen.
Yeah, you're going to not like each other.
Let it go.
Yeah, yeah. Just get used to it. Sorry, Brittany.
So uncertainty reduction. Early in a relationship, there's a lot of uncertainty about the other person's feelings and intentions. So the best thing you should do, your best course of action, is treat each other well so that you can more reassure yourself that you're going to be mutually interested and committed to each other.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yep.
Positive reinforcement. You're always like, oh my God, you're so funny.
Who gave you this advice? Dr. Doolittle? Like, where's this coming from? Dr. Spock? Like,
This isn't advice. Oh. This is research on why.
Who wrote the article?
Beginning, we are good at it.
Who wrote the article, Dr. Seuss? Who wrote it? Who wrote it?
And the dopamine effect.
Oh, so we should do heroin together. Is it just saying?
If you want it to last,
if you really want it to last, you should share needles and do dope.
People are microdosing, so maybe you're onto something.
Is that like the mushrooms?
Mm-hmm.
I know a fucking lot of people that have been doing that, dude. People that were like the most anti the other way of shit are doing that, and it's crazy to me. Like consistently, like that's what they do now on a weekend. They don't have a bottle of wine and, you know, go whatever.
Just learning about this now? Don't you know people are like not even drinking alcohol anymore?
No, but I'm saying like people, the people that I know are doing it, it's funny to me. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Well, this morning I was talking to Albert. He was like, we thought we got home at 4:30, but then we checked the Uber and it said we got home at 11:30. I was like, oh, okay. So we should try it. We should try some microdosing some chocolate mushrooms. They sell them.
Yeah. You don't scare me.
Really?
Yeah, we should give him the shams, too, for his birthday.
Oh, stop it.
See how crazy he gets.
Oh, stop it.
I love to freak people out.
Okay.
No, we should, you know what we should do? We should give them to your mother.
No.
What do you mean, though? That'd be hilarious.
Just like a quarter of a glass of wine or
be hilarious.
Apple martini.
She loves to smoke a pot, but she definitely, if you put it in food, she'll eat it.
Let's talk about Cousin Zeebo's here this week. Okay.
Let's talk about it.
I just want to say this week was like our spring break.
It's not yours, babe. It's everybody's.
No, last week was our official spring break.
Okay.
So this week was more like our spring break because we had our cousins in town. And it's really interesting. She, having my cousin and my cousins and her daughters and my son, all of us being like around and living together for, you know, almost a week, it was so good in so many ways. But when you're kind of like merging two women into a house, it's just, I love it. I just, because I learn from my cousin. It's like a buddy system.
This time, there's been many a time where you two go start going at it right away because she comes in and she's pissing in her corner, marking her territory. This one went very well. There was none of that, and I can't.
But you also gotta chalk it up. You also gotta give it credit where credit is due.
Yeah, no,
you have to let each other be, right.
Yeah.
So if she were to, let's say, the rudest thing that I've ever experienced with one of my girlfriends that I don't even like to talk to as much anymore, and I'm sure she can feel it, is I went over to her house and she was cleaning up under, she picked up the coffee mug and wiped underneath it, and me and my girlfriend, both of us, and I'll never fucking forgive her for that. I will never see her the same way ever again.
Stay back, fellas. She's all mine.
You came from shit and trash. You came from nothing.
And now you go.
And now you
nothing.
Have the nerve
the goal.
To fucking try and wipe underneath. Go fucking get a fucking broom and mop.
Yeah.
After I leave.
Lick it up.
I'm not putting acid on a fucking Dutch coffee table.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is a plastic Formica fucking thing, and it's on a
fucking bitch,
whatever you call it, coaster.
Yeah.
I don't like it when people are rude, but I do think the whole point about my cousin and I getting along and not being on each other's ass, don't be up each other's ass. If you see something that somebody does, like, let's say with you, okay?
Figures.
If you leave lights on in the room, now, thankfully, to LED lights, apparently it's not as big of a deal, but there would be a time where I would come into you and I would say, sweetheart, can you turn off those lights when you leave? Because it is a lifelong relationship. So you have to say things to someone that you're going
to
share your life.
You have to.
No, you do yours too. You've got yours.
All right.
And you want to have yours.
Because
if you don't have yours, then what are you and I doing if we're not? Do you know what I read today? Oh, I read the least authentic people in your life are the ones that don't give you constructive criticism. If you see marriage
Jesus.
As
let
a
you,
partnership.
Let your mother hear that.
If
let your mother hear that.
No, I didn't say verbal abuse.
Yeah.
I said, if you don't see it as a partnership is going to say, my husband's going to say, babe, no eating after 7 o'clock. Which, by the way, we need to do.
Okay, great. As you gave my son a bowl of rice today in bed, that in my spot where I sleep, there's now a whole bunch of rice.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. Thanks.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? You gotta give each other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I'm the only one that's saying
if
the lights
the
should be off,
then how can you know?
Then what are you bringing to the relationship?
Yeah, right.
What are you bringing to the relationship?
I think everybody needs to complain.
No.
And that's what it's like being married to Zeeba and MJ.
My cousin just FaceTime videoed us. And
okay.
Same with Layla.
Fantastic. I do have to say this, though. It was a real joy, a genuine joy to watch Shams play with his cousins. There is a level of anticipation and excitement that you could see radiate through him that, like, from the toes to his, you know, temple, like, he was just so excited because they knew games that he didn't know, and they, like, were playing things that he's never done before, and he was just so excited running around the house after them.
That's sweet.
It was fantastic. I'm sad that they left. because I'll miss seeing that. Because it's well, even
they'll be back on Friday.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's not the same. Like I watch him play with his friends, and I love that too. And you see him run around and having a good time, but like there was just a different level of excitement that you could see in him. He was looking up with them in awe. Like they were, you know, his big cousins or his big sisters, and they were showing him, you know, they were showing him how to have a good time. And it was very cool to see.
That's sweet. Well, you don't need to be sad because we're going to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got to tell you what happened. Okay. It's been a fun week. It's been very
eventful.
Eventful. Thank you. And the girl cousins, one of them is at the age where it's like Sephora, let's go to Sephora, okay, whatever, or an Ulta. We go to the Commons. There's this really cute family-owned jewelry cart right outside, and she makes us these bracelets, and they solder them on so you can't take them off, and they're gold. And I got one with a paperclip link and a heart right here. So cute. And that me and all the girls have something to remember this week by. And we like end up going into Sephora having a very bad experience. And when we come outside, she's like, this is why you should shop at Ulta. And my cousin's like, this is why I shop at Nordstrom, because Ulta, she's like, they'll give you back. The girl is telling us this. Her name is Kayla. They'll give you back your money. And even if it's been longer than the 60 days, they'll give you a credit, store credit. She's like, they'll give you stuff if you've used half of it. Well, what did I do? I come to Sephora with their cute little Sephora bags and a couple of their Sephora lip liners that are still factory sealed. The seal has not been broken. It is obvious that this has not been used, not even opened, nothing. And I tell the girls, I go, look, it's been past the 30, 60 days, but it's at their discretion. If they want to tell you, fine, we'll make an exception. Go and look on my account, my personal account, you Sephora people, and look how many thousands of dollars I have spent there for how many years, and then decide based on how never I do returns, because I don't like returns. I think they're a job in and of themselves. I don't have time.
Okay.
My sweet little son and these cute little girls, my cute little beautiful cousins, one of them has long hair with blue eyes. The other one is a brown beauty. The four of us are standing at the front with our sealed merchandise. Hi, I realize it's been past your thing, but look at them. These are sealed. Look at my number. Can I have your phone number? Of course. Here you go. She goes, yeah, I totally understand. Let me submit some whatever, defer to my manager. The manager hears me say, I'm so sorry. They haven't been touched. These are completely sealed. And she looks at me and smiles and she nods. And I go, honestly, it feels like such a rip to like hold stuff that you bought. Let the girls like exchange it for something else. She looks and she nods like she's like, yes. Oh my God, that's so annoying when you have something that you never use. And I go, honestly, these were recommendations by your, like, I came in specifically to buy something. And then your girls were like, oh, this is new. Would you like to try this? Oh, this is new. Would you like to try this? Oh, this is new. Would you like to try this? It was another Persian girl. So I figured, oh, it's a young, pretty Persian girl. She's going to
Salamati
make a recommendation for that's going to change my life. Oh my God, this new lip liner, whatever. It was goth and cool. Cool means it's like purple. Mm. Okay. Not cute, not my skin tone. The girl is agreeing with me and she still says no to me. No.
I heard you berating her.
So Tommy's calling me in the middle of this and he's got a special ring and it's like a siren. And he hears this going on and he's on speaker now at the register. And I look behind me to see how much I should like express my honest opinion. And like, because I wasn't going to, I typically would be way too embarrassed to disagree with someone once they say no to me.
I don't know, man. I've seen you get in someone's ass before, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I was taking my clothes off. I was getting changed. So I had the phone on the other side of the room while I got changed. And I heard you berating them.
Berating them?
Yeah. Now, don't
That's not what I said.
Don't get it me wrong.
Wait, don't you've say already, berating them and then people are going to think I'm berating them.
You were berating them. You already got denied, though. Like, it wasn't like you led with that. You had already, you started with kindness, and they already were like, no.
No, what I said.
And then you were like, yeah, then you got in their ass a little bit.
No, what I said was, you mean to tell me that something which is at your discretion, people come in here with used merchandise that are used, and then they bring you an empty bottle.
Throw this in the trash. Throw it in the trash.
I said, your people and this location, you can see that I bought it from this location, and you're going to sit there and agree and tell me you agree that it does suck to be stuck with things that people oversold you and pushed on you, and then you're not going to give them a store instantly, just this one exception. It's connected to my phone number. Berating is not saying... Do you know, berating is when you're insulting the person. I didn't insult the person. Yeah. What I did was I said, this is worth, I might as well put it in the trash. I looked at the girls and I was like thinking of them.
Trash.
They wanted.
Yeah, no, throw that in the trash too. Trash.
They didn't want me to give up. They thought it was lame too. They were like, these women suck.
Absolutely.
So
Never surrender.
And the girl that worked there who wanted to do it, she also was like, she's the one that's going to override this.
I'm sure she was prepared to quit.
So I saw that there was like a nice big line of a lot of people that I wasn't embarrassed to say, you're going to tell me that I have to keep this merchandise?
Well, I'm going to tell all these people this place sucks.
Sephora sucks. And I'm going to tell you one more thing.
Oh, one more.
I go, how many points do I have?
Ooh.
She goes, you have 3,800 points. Oh. I go, great, what do I get for that? She goes, everything here is 100 points. I go, you're telling me I can get 38 items right now? Yep.
I'll take that.
I go, great. So I get out of the line. I go back to the back of the line. I wait until it's my turn again. There's nobody behind us at this point. I pick up a product. Isla, do you like this? Do you want one of these? Yes. Do you like this? Yes. Layla, what about you? Do you like this? Yes. I'll take four of these. Next. Isla, do you like this lip gloss?
Who's the four for?
Yeah. Me and my cousin. Isla, do you want this? It's like a little roller perfume. Do you like this? Yes. Do you want this? Yes. I'll take four of these. Pick up another one. Do you have this? Yes. Do you like this? Yes. Do you want this? I'll take four.
I think we get
it. I fucking cleaned them out. I was like, I'm going to use all my points because I never want to come back here again.
Oh. Mic drop.
And then you know what the girl did?
She cried and quit.
The lady goes, there's like a line of people behind you. So I don't, you know, and I was like, there's no one behind us. I was like, do you want to fuck CT and Trishelle? Is that what this is?
Oh, shit.
So I go, so then she's like opening it up and she's putting it in all these tiny little Sephora bags. But because it's so many points that I've accumulated by being such a loyal customer.
I never go back there again.
That I just cleaned them out.
Oh.
I took all their shit.
They had to close. They had to close
they
that
day. They did. And I stepped outside and the lady at the jewelry cart, Kayla, she was like, that manager is mean. There's a guy manager that's not mean that easily would have let you just exchange that sealed, factory sealed, unused Sephora merchandise. It wasn't even something that like they carry at other places. It's Sephora stuff. Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And that's it. And then my cousin, little girl cousins, felt like such ballers because they had like, they looked like influencer experience. Mm. They came out with literally four bags per person. They were carrying 16 bags.
Oh, amazed.
And then they were like taking pictures and having fun. And you know what? That was my initial intent.
That's fantastic.
And Shams got a junior scoop of ice cream from Jenny's.
Which is all he gave a shit about.
Yep. Everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy.
The other compliment that I received, which was from Oak Essentials, because my cousin, she's a stay-at-home mom, and she's like me. She's always got her eye on the budget and what she's willing to spend. She's really, really into clean ingredients. She's very granola bar, and she's like, this Oak Essentials moisture-rich balm that I've been talking about, she ordered it because she used...
She got the discount.
She got the code, and she said...
The greatest decision she's ever made in her life.
She used the one that was sitting on the kitchen.
Even better than having children and
getting
married.
Thank God I have one that's in the kitchen. I put a whole thing of Oak Essentials in her bathroom.
Oh, man.
But she wasn't going to open it. But because it was sitting on the kitchen counter, she tried it. And she's like, honestly, this is a game changer. Mm. And you know what? She's a Lumi person.
Oh, wow.
All right, guys, we've been having so much fun.
Yes.
And I love doing the cameos you guys are asking for.
And this is a big week, eventful week. Little guy's going to have his birthday. It's our anniversary. That's, what, 6 years? A lot going on this week.
Wow.
A lot of milestones. Mets are coming to L.A.
Are you not going to see any of them?
I think I'm going to go to, I'm going to, yeah.
What day is that?
Friday or Saturday, I'm going to try and make my way there.
Okay. TTYL.
All right, guys. That's the news, and we are out of here.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. We're so happy you're coming on this journey with us. It would mean so much to us if you would rate our show, give us 5 stars, leave a nice comment, and subscribe so that you can stay up to date with all our new episodes. You could also follow us on all platforms at Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. See you next week.